This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. More and more colleges and universities are going all online as the fall semester starts. North Carolina State, Drexel, and Oberlin are the latest. There may be more by the time you hear this because the virus, right? With all that virtual learning, though, come some very real threats, and university IT managers are going all out, warning students and faculty about the biggest vulnerability out there, phishing emails. Marketplace's Scott Tong is on it.
Email hackers impersonate people. In one recent attempt, almost duped a cybersecurity prof. At Cedarville University in Ohio, IT professor Phoebe Tsai got an email ostensibly from the bookstore.
That email lists all the courses that I was teaching, the correct matching textbooks. So that notification asked us to pass the links to all our students.
So students could buy their books. But the links were bogus. And thanks to a warning from the actual bookstore, Tsai stood down. When faculty and students do click malicious links, fraudsters can steal personal info and sell it, or hack into databases and pilfer research. Ali Mellon at the security firm Cyber Reason says one enticing email going around now offers students money.
Promising financial aid services, claiming they'll give them student loan forgiveness or they'll pay for the scholarship applications.
With so many students off campus, it's harder to verify suspicious activity in person. And often they log on from outside Protectus campus IT networks. Andrew Cordy is chief information security officer at Indiana University.
When email is going out to folks at home, we just don't have control over all of those home networks.
Analysts say most email hackers going after students want to make a quick buck, but those targeting faculty may be foreign governments. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.